Hello, Apostolic Insiders. It is the second Sunday of Lent, and I'd like to start this reflection with a question. Have you ever felt like you have been set up in your life? Well, if you haven't, you should have, because you have been. In fact, that's the theme of the readings of this liturgy, my friends. From all eternity, we have been set up by Almighty God. That is, in Christ Jesus, God has willed blessing for us beyond anything we can fathom, both in this life and most especially in the life to come. Our job is to give everything to God so that He might explode into our lives with His life and His grace, not so that we don't have to suffer or go through pain and sorrow, a la the television preachers, right? But so that we would be empowered to go through them and in the process experience a blessing, and very importantly, not just for us, but we are called to be a blessing for others as well. Let's start here in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. I love the way it starts here. Now the Lord said to Abram, go. And remember, Abram was a very wealthy man. Lots of stuff, lots of land. And what does God say? Go from your country, your kindred, your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I love the way Hebrews 11:8 says, he set out from Ur of Chaldees not knowing where he was going. God simply called him to go, to commit everything, his family, his livestock, everything that he owns, everything that he is. You commit it to me. And he does. I love the way verse 4 says, so Abram went as the Lord had told him. And that was the foundation of the blessing that we read of in verses 2 and 3. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse. And by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves. Notice the blessing begins with Abraham but doesn't stay with Abraham. This is our lives. This is Christianity, my friends. In fact, in the Psalm this week, in Psalm 33, 18 and 19, notice it says, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. When you are committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what happens, coronavirus or stock market crash or whatever, cancer in your life, it doesn't matter, because God is at the helm. In a sense, when we commit ourselves to God and we enter into His providential plan, in a sense, we're just along for the ride, folks. Now, I'm not being a quietist here. Of course, we have to engage our will and cooperate with God's grace, but it will be God's grace and God's power that will take us through. And if you look at the second reading there in 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 10, notice how St. Paul says, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. And actually in the Greek text, it says, bear your share of hardship for the gospel in the power of God. Because that's the only way you can bear that hardship, is in the power of God. And then notice how he follows with God's providential plan. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design. And the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. God has, Jesus Christ, has destroyed the works of the devil. He has destroyed death and brought life and light. Which leads us to Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. The gospel reading this week, of course, the Transfiguration, that glorious text where the scripture says, and after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. Folks, I want to focus on this. We all know the story, this powerful story, the Transfiguration. But notice our theme. The apostles had no idea what in the world was going on. Of course, Jesus had already told them. Now, of course, this isn't in the reading, but if you read Matthew chapter 16, verses 20 through 24 through 28, which lead right up to Matthew 17. Remember, Jesus had told his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? He calls the apostles to radical discipleship. And of course, we know they gave everything and they followed him. And it's following that that Jesus says, for the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And that leads into the transfiguration. Again, just as we saw with Abraham, it's in the context of the apostles giving everything to God. God reveals his glory. And then notice, when he reveals his glory, the transfiguration, this is basically giving the apostles, James, Peter, James, and John, a glimpse of the glory that is yet to come. In the midst of it, they have no idea what's going on. Remember, Peter says, man, let's make three tabernacles, you know? Not, of course, he didn't understand what in the world was going on. Now, his tendency, of course, is the one to, man, this is great. Let's make a tabernacle and let's keep this right here. Let's keep this going. And of course, no, you're not empowered by God in seeing the transfiguration so you can sit there and revel in it. He's revealing his glory to empower the apostles to go down that mountain and change the world. But once again, they didn't quite know what was going on. And in fact, Jesus, even after the experience, says, now don't tell anybody until after the resurrection, right? When things will start to make a lot more sense. But in our lives, often, my friends, it takes time to understand what God is doing. But most importantly, what we need to understand is the theme of the liturgy this week. Our role is not to understand everything. Our role is to give everything to God and allow Him to empower us. And think about it. Look at the apostles. They may not have known a whole lot about what was going down there, but they gave everything to God and God transformed them and they became a blessing, and not only for themselves, but here today, 2,000 years later, we are being blessed in them as well. Would to God that we would get a hold of these readings this week, allow God's power into our lives, into our families, and we will indeed be a blessing. And not only for ourselves, but for our families and indeed the entire world. God bless you.